Good afternoon,
beloved ones.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution by waking you up to who and whom you are. Welcome, beloved ones. I'm so grateful that you're able to show up today. I'm just full of gratitude to be able to be here with you. And if you've been listening to my show, you know that I always open up with a prayer. And if you're new on the line, then you're in for prayer time, because I believe in bringing forth the power of the universal God force, which allows me to do this every week. And I call upon all my spiritual helpers who help me in the process of doing this every week. I'm just a vessel, beloved ones, and I realize that, and I am just here to be used as Spirit deemed to me to be used. So I say thank you for allowing that to happen. So let's begin with a prayer so we can get on with the show today, because we got an exciting show today, guys. It's a really, really exciting show. But anyway, let's get started with prayer. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude and thanks for this most wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you for allowing me to have another opportunity to share with my beloved brothers and sisters here today, all those who are on the air, all my new brothers and sisters, all my old brothers and sisters. I say thank you and welcome God for allowing them to show up. I ask you to go and touch each one of those beloved ones, put them in the white light of protection, and open their minds and open their hearts and open their ears, that this message may come through clearly for them, that anything they need will be here in this lesson and this teaching, that you will touch them. I ask, beloved, mighty Father God, to remove me and allow me to be the vessel to come forth. All of you, God, all of you and none of me, allow you to flow through and to utilize my mouth as you deem fit for it to be used, and to be able to bring forth that are inspirational and motivational, to be able to lift these beloved ones up and give them what they need. We pray that they all be divinely guided. We know that there's no coincidence in the universe. So everyone who is here on the line today and listening by phone or listening on the computers, or will listen later, are here by divine appointment. And this is the message that it is for them to hear this day. So we say thank you, God, for just opening hearts and open minds and giving me the ability to be able to communicate. I call upon all my ascended help, the ascended masters, all those ascended masters, each one of them that are here and involved into this live stream and into the communication and here with us every weekend, and to that's helping us to guide to the next level and help us to bring forth this message and this teaching. I call upon all the my guardian angels. I thank you and give gratitude to you for just being texting me and helping me through this day. I give thanks to all my ancestors who are supporting me from the other side, and those who are there and those who are continuing to be here and to guide me. I say thank you. Thank you. I am so humbly grateful to be able to be here and to be able to do this wonderful and marvelous work of sharing and giving out the knowledge and giving out the words of the mighty I Am presence. So thank you. I am just so grateful. Well, beloved ones, we made it through another week. I'm here broadcasting from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, and boy, is the heat is on here. We have had record-breaking heat for the last week or so. We had at least 2 days, 3 days that we had actual record-breaking temperature. We had one day here where the temperature probably got up to about 121. And currently right now, I came outside about an hour ago, it was like 114 degrees. So I must tell you, it is toasty out here. And so it is, but this is the desert. And so, but I think this, even for the desert, this is a little bit warm. So regardless of what they say about global warming, we may want to think about that one and really give some consideration to that, because, man, it is it's on. And not only is it hot here, it's hot in other parts of the southwest part of America as well. I think in California this day, when it got almost up to about 125, 126 degrees. So that's pretty hot, brothers and sisters. So we will keep our prayers and hearts up, because there's a lot of people who are in conditions where they're not able to get adequate cool down spaces and be able to, you know, be in a comfort. We pray for people's safety out here in this kind of weather to be able to be protected and for the homeless and all those who are less fortunate to be able to have air conditioning in their home and not able to get to that. But we know that God is a protector and he will oversee and do all that he needs to do in order to bring forth security and safety in those beloved beings. So, well, beloved ones, all of you who, and like I said, all the old, my old folks here know that I'm a teacher. I got that in heart. And that I like to teach, and I like to always go back and remind you of what we talked about last week, because I try to make my shows kind of consistent, where I kind of flow from one subject to another so you can follow where I'm at on the next week. And last week we had a wonderful show. It was absolutely marvelous. It was on how to raise your vibrations, how to keep your energy level up, how to raise that spiritual energy, and how to maintain, because vibrations that's bringing you into your, bringing things in your life as you are. Beloved ones, your human spirit and human mind is just like a radio station. When you tune into a certain frequency, it will automatically give you a certain station. And so your human mind is also sending out frequencies, and it is tuning itself to things out in the universe that's attuned to your frequency for that which you are sending out, and the vibration of what you're sending out, and your thoughts and are leaving you, and they're going out, and they are being amplified out in the universe, and they're coming back to you. And okay, so it ain't like you thinking and that's a done deal. No, every thought, feeling, emotion that you're allowing to flow outside of you are going out into the universal God force and universal mind and picking up speed and coming back. So that is why it is so important that you maintain and understand what it is you're sending out into the universe, beloved ones. And this is really serious stuff, because this is how your life is being affected and how things are going on in your life. So I just want to go over a few things with you. Then we're going to get on to today's show, because it's going to be a bomb burner today, beloved ones. I'm telling you. One thing that we realize about raising your vibration is that we must always, always learn to speak and think positive. Always, beloved one. You don't have the choice of negative thought, because I understand we're living in a 95% negative environment. So that means that you, beloved one, have to be the light, and you have to raise above and not allow yourself become a victim of that. So you have to send out positive thoughts, and not only send them out and speak them out. It works in congestion. What you're saying and what you're feeling is what you're creating. So it is so important that you put these two things together, beloved one, that you do that, and it will bring you the results and what you want, not what you don't want, okay? So, and also, it's very, very important that you realize and recognize that you are an individualized expression of God. You hear what I said, beloved one? You are an individual expression of God. You and God are one. Okay, and you know what? The more you can keep your attention on that thought that you and God are one, you are going to be creating and vibrating at that high level of knowing that you and God are one. And when you're operating at that level of consciousness, that's called understanding and being in God consciousness. When you understand that you are that connected with the source, that you are part of the source and the source is outside of part of you, it is totally impossible for negativity and low energy to stand in your way when you're operating from that state of consciousness, beloved one. So be sure that you have a true understanding of who you are, and that you are mighty and powerful beings. I'm telling you, beloved one, you are something. You are behold that you got powers that you haven't even tapped into, nowhere even came anywhere close to even understanding powers that you have. But you have, I want you to understand that you are really, really extremely powerful beings, and you have the ability to control your destiny. And that's what we're going to talk about.